highway.
Okay. Do people ever use superhighway where you're from?
No, I've never heard of
that. Okay. Say if you were driving on along 20 and you wanted to take a breather, you know, there are these places with benches and restrooms on the side of the road. What would you call that?
I just call them rest area.
Okay. Do you think, when you think of rest area, do you think of it's having a restaurant ever?
No.
Never would have a restaurant. And as you're driving down the road, these lines that are painted in the center to help you keep you in your own lane, do you have a name for those?
You mean a little yellow strip going on?
Yeah, right.
Just highway markers.
Okay. Ever center lines or something like that?
Yes, mediums, things like that.
Is that, okay, well, let me ask you this, since you mentioned that word. The two parts of the highway might be separated either by a lot of grass in the middle or by some kind of concrete or steel marker. Would you have a name for
that? That's medium.
That would be the medium.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether it's grass or metal, concrete, whatever. Okay. So you wouldn't call the lines down the middle of the street the medium then?
No.
Okay. Say if you wanted to get off 20, maybe stop at a little town for some gas or something. You know, the thing that you have to drive off on to leave, what would that be called?
Off ramp.
All right. What about come back up?
On ramp.
Okay. Are there any streets in Shreveport that are limited access roads, say that you could only enter or get off at, you know, designated places?
Well, like the Clyde Fant Parkway, that runs from Barksdale Highway directly into downtown. It has no other. It was just built just a few years ago to release some of the traffic on Line Avenue, one of the main strips going to downtown from South Shreveport.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Once you get on, you end up in downtown, whether you want to or not.
Do the words causeway or boulevard mean anything to you?
Well, like the Causeway Bridge. You know, New Orleans.
But that's just the name of the bridge.
That's the name of the bridge, Causeway Bridge.
And so a causeway is a type of street, isn't it?
Yeah, you just kind of like a toll road. I mean, well, not a toll road. But it's just going one place. It doesn't have a bunch of streets going off of it.
What about boulevard?
Yeah, we have there's a lot of, you know, boulevards, you know, like actually. Their name is Preston Boulevard and things like that.
When you think of boulevard, do you think of its makeup or being any
usually
a
four-lane
boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you said that Line Avenue was street one of the main streets in town. Are there any others besides that one?
Well, 70th Street. Clyde Fant Parkway, I-220 overpass, they just put that in.
When you say overpass, what do you mean?
Most of it's built over ground because they have, you know, like different areas going under it, you know, different roads going under it.
Yeah.
And it's just a shortcut, so you won't have to get on the highway traffic, really. Yeah. You just cut over the highways.
Would you call a place where the railroad tracks go over the road and overpass?
You mean where the cars go over the railroad tracks or where the railroad goes over the cars?
Railroad goes over the cars.
Trestle.
Yeah. Yeah, what about the other way around that you mentioned?
It would probably just be overpass.
Overpass, yeah. Does viaduct mean anything to you?
Yes.
What would that be?
That'd be a street over.
Over
another street or over some obstacle.
And you call that a
viaduct?
Yeah.